Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's program, Nevada Dream. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. Later, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Please note this call may be recorded. I'll be standing by if you should need any assistance. It's now my pleasure to turn the program over to your host, Ms. Kareli Hernandez.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being on today's call. I'm Kareli Hernandez, Communications Manager for the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. The nation's leading civil and human rights coalition with more than 200 national organizations working to build an America as good as its ideals. I want to begin by thanking the extraordinary and relentless leaders in the state of Nevada for joining this call and for defending immigrant families living in the shadows of our communities. The Trump administration's decision to end DACA is an attack on immigrant families as well as on our values of fairness, equality, and opportunity. And it cannot go unsaid that an attack on any person's civil rights is an attack on everyone's civil rights. We're here today because the civil and human rights community stands united with immigrant families and dreamers. Ensuring that Congress passes the DREAM Act as quickly as possible is one of our highest priorities. Congress has a constitutional responsibility to address this issue and stand up for immigrants by passing the DREAM Act of 2017. Today, I have the honor to be joined on this call by Nevada's U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, Dreamer and co-founder of Dream Big Vegas, Astrid Silva, Stella Kay, a guest room attendant at the Cosmopolitan and Culinary Union member, Brenda Romero, Dreamer for Las Vegas, Nevada, Carl Catarata, a Civic Engagement Fellow for the Asian Community Development Council, ACDC of Nevada. I'm now pleased to turn the call over to Senator Catherine Cortez Masto.
Kareli, thank you, and thank you to everyone participating in this call. And let me just say, I am honored to join Astrid and Stella and Brenda and Carl on this call today to talk about why we have to continue to fight to protect dreamers and their parents and these families that are in our communities. We have to stand up and speak out against the cruel actions of the Trump administration. President Trump is willing to play with the lives of over 800,000 dreamers in our country. These are kids that know no other home than the United States. What the president is doing is a disgrace. In Nevada alone, there's over 13,000 DACA recipients. These young men and women are active members of our workforce, and if they were deported, studies show that Nevada's economy would lose $585 million every year. You know, people ask me what you would tell dreamers, and I'll tell you what I tell them every time I sit down and talk with them. I tell them, you belong here. I've met with these kids, their families, and their parents and their families in our communities. They are not numbers. They are not graphs. They are real people, and they're contributing every single day. I cannot tell you to a T, every single dreamer that I have met works so hard to put themselves through school and pay for it, to support their families. They're committed to making a better life for themselves and their communities in Nevada, and they are worth fighting for. You know, rescinding DACA doesn't fix our broken immigration system. If we really want to focus on fixing our broken immigration system, then we're going to pass comprehensive immigration reform. We're going to start with DACA. We're going to fight to keep and keep their parents here. And we're going to pass comprehensive immigration reform. What is happening right now is really what we see Speaker Ryan as well as the President manufacturing a crisis that should not happen. And now more than ever, we have to step up. I'm asking not only my colleagues, the Democrats, but the Republicans have to step up to the plate to fix this and pass the DREAM Act. Fight for our dreamers. Fight for their families. They're an integral part of our communities. I say this every day. The kids that I met, the dreamers that I know in my community, they are our teachers. They are our future engineers, scientists, doctors. I've seen them. In Nevada, we have the benefit of a Republican governor who passed legislation to allow dreamers and their families to have driver's license so they can drive for their jobs. And we also passed a law to allow them to become teachers in our communities. I mean, this is who we are talking about that this administration wants to deport. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous, and we need to step up to fight for these families now more than ever. And I am committed, along with my colleagues, to make sure we are passing the DREAM Act before the end of this year, and we are fighting for the families. I'm going to say one more time, they belong here. They are no different than my family when my grandfather and great-grandfather came from Mexico and Italy for the same opportunities. We do not shut the door behind us, and they are worth fighting for, these families, and I'm committed to doing so. So, Corelli, thank you. Thank you all for being on this call and continuing to show that the fight here is to pass comprehensive immigration reform, and we can start with passing the DREAM Act.
Thank you so much, Senator. We really appreciate you being on this call. And next, we have Astrid Silva, dreamer and co-founder of Dream Big Vegas.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. And as Carelli mentioned, I am a recipient of DACA. And one of the most important things to me is what this decision has meant in my community, the fear that, you know, it should be our right to live without having to look over our shoulders. And what Senator Cortez Masto mentioned, you know, she's somebody who doesn't just talk the talk, she walks the walk. And we have seen such good support from people like her, people that have been encouraging us. Because we all know how we all want this opportunity. In the state of Nevada, we have 13,000 dreamers and that have DACA. And we need this issue to be addressed by Congress. We need them to stand up for the DREAM Act of 2017 without amendment. Right now, our families are suffering. My own family, my cousin is being removed next month. This is what's the reality for our families. We're going to continue to organize until our senators and Congress members take a close look at what the consequences of not passing the DREAM Act are. And, you know, we all contribute to our state. We make our state so much stronger than it is, not only economically. Yes, we contribute to the economy. Yes, we create jobs and we pay all our taxes. But we're also members of this community. We enrich our state. And for me, it's very important. Just last week, you know, we've been mobilizing. We've been making sure that our communities organize, that they know their rights, that they know the cutoff dates and the important deadlines. But also last week, I attended a DREAM Act rally where I met children in high school that have parents with DACA. This is how long this fight has been happening. This isn't just about us anymore. This is about what's that's taken a very long time, and our community needs this this to happen now. And yes, immigration reform is our overall goal, but at this moment, we need to make sure that we're passing a clean DREAM Act that's going to benefit our community, but also that's going to make sure that our community stops living in fear. And I really want to thank everybody that's been helping on this. And again, Senator Cortez Masto, I think very few can say that they have a leader as fierce fighting for them. And we can only hope that many others will follow in her footsteps. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Astrid. Next on the line, we have Stella, a guest room attendant at the Cosmopolitan and a Culinary Union member. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My name is Stella Kalaram, and I am a guest room attendant at the Cosmopolitan and a proud Culinary Union member. The Culinary Union is Nevada's largest immigrant organization with over 50,000 members, 57,000 members. My coworkers and I come from 167 countries and speak over 40 different languages. I was born in Singapore and came to the United States over 25 years ago, looking to have a better life. I speak Mandarin and Thai. The Culinary Union has been fighting for fair wages, job security, and good health benefits for working men and women in Nevada for over 82 years. Mr. Trump's decision to end DACA is a disgrace. This is not what the United States of America represents. It's not who we are. Culinary Union members stand with dreamers and workers who have TPS. We will not leave them behind. We fight for them every day. While our communities may be constantly under attack by this current administration, we will not live in fear and we will fight back. We may have a temporary president, but the 57,000 workers we represent, the immigrants in our community, and those resisting every day in the streets are here to stay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stella. Up next, we have Brenda Romero, a dreamer and student rights advocate from Las Vegas.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to say thank you for inviting me to speak on this. And what I really just want to ask today is for the representatives of our state to not only think about our dreamers, but our undocumented community as a whole in supporting the DREAM Act of 2017. Our undocumented population is deserving of an opportunity to achieve our dreams, not just because of our academic accomplishments and the economic contributions that we have in this country, but because in the end, we are human beings deserving of a better future. Like myself, there are 800,000 dreamers in this country that just want the opportunity to fully belong to the one place that they call home. Currently, there are four bills that are aimed at protecting a portion of our undocumented population, but for today, the one that is the best option right now is the DREAM Act. It not only protects our undocumented youth, but it also protects individuals with temporary protective status. Like many of the people before me have stated, you know, all we are asking is for an opportunity to continue to contribute to the only country that we know and that we are proud to call our home. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. And finally, but not least, Carl Catarata, a Civic Engagement Fellow for the Asian Community Development Council, ACDC of Nevada.
Hi there, this is Carl Catarata. I apologize if there's noise in the background. I'm here at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, at UNLV, and here at our Center for Social Justice Center, just thinking and talking about this whole entire topic makes me so proud of the work that we're doing together as a community for our undocumented and for our DACA recipients and for dreamers. And, you know, on behalf of the Asian Community Development Council, we stand with those who will stand in solidarity with us to ensure that we do pass a clean DREAM Act of 2017. That, again, as we had mentioned in this specific call, that, you know, protects people in Nevada and protects Nevadans in general that are undocumented and Nevadans with temporary status. And in terms of the Asian American Pacific Islander community, we want to make sure that we are continuously mobilizing and bringing back and building power to our community. And that all starts with the DREAM Act of 2017. It's so important that we support every single human being and every single Asian American Pacific Islander that is willing to be present and that's willing to be a part, and every single person, regardless of if they are contributing to the economy or contributing to their career or education, every single human being, we believe, deserves a chance and deserves an opportunity. And at the Asian Community Development Council, we are standing in solidarity and standing in support of those in our specific community. And I'd just like to say thank you to all of the people that are attending this conference, because as a student focusing on civic engagement and being a part of the Asian American Pacific Islander community, it's so important that we are so inspired by the work that all of you are doing. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl. Operator, we are now ready to take some questions from reporters. Unfortunately, Senator Cortez Masto had to jump off the call, but all speakers on today's call are still on the line and available to answer your questions.
At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. That is star 1 on your touch tone telephone. One moment while we queue. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone. Once again, one moment while we queue for questions. And it appears that we have no questions at this time. I'd like to return the call back over to our host for any concluding remarks.
Great. Thank you so much. Again, thank you everybody for joining today's call. If you have any questions to follow up, please feel free to reach out. Everything that you saw on the press advisory, the information that you need is there. Thank you all.